Hello, hello, hello. Happy new week. Today we are talking about marketing consistency and how to use brand filters. Imagine you're sitting down to create content for social media. You know that you have to be consistent and you are excited to get started, and then blink. Nothing comes to mind. Have you ever been in this situation, especially if you are writing or creating content as part of your regular schedule, regular routine, that you need to create content on a regular basis? Maybe it is your job to do so. Or maybe you are a business owner who is doing marketing yourself and creating content for social media. So you know it's important. So you have to do it, but you just can't get it out of yourself. Today, I will share a few ideas how to get this process moving and moving it out of your head and out into the world. So whether you are creating marketing content for social media or advertising, you must have a strategy and a clear understanding as to why you are doing it in order for your marketing to be effective. So here are some questions to ask yourself to get your creative juices flowing. First of all, what is the result that you're creating? You might have heard this advice before. Start with the end in mind. This is a great advice for anything you plan on doing, including your marketing content. What is the result of your content? If you're creating it for marketing purposes for a business, your result will likely be to increase brand awareness and brand reach or lead generation. So let's see if it's for lead generation as a result. Think about, what are you selling? When you're sitting down to write content, and especially if you're writing, for example, blog post or social media, because content marketing is really any written communication. Social media is one of the most accessible forms of it. Customers may find you online when people share a blog post or social media post. Or maybe your potential customers come on Instagram page when they're doing research about your company and about to make a decision whether to hire you or not. So when your customers land on your Instagram page or your blog, make sure that they will find what you want them to find about the services you're selling to them. Ironically, many businesses are not communicating their services on social media enough. So when a potential client lands on their social media, they see their content, they really miss an opportunity to connect with you, with that business, around the services, and to reach out to ask about that specific service. Action item: make sure that 20% of your content is around promoting your key services you're focusing on right now. And the thing is about this is being specific about services and going for the ask, essentially telling people what you want them to do, telling them what you want them to know or to think about your services. So having that clarity, because, and that's where I say that many businesses are not communicating their services because they're not being clear or direct enough, saying, we offer this service, find out about this service, get in touch about this particular specific service. So when you're sitting down to write your next blog post or content calendar, like we do for our clients, we create monthly editorial calendars, and we start planning. Exactly, that is one of the questions that we sit down and we think, okay, what is it that we are going to be promoting next month? We usually write in advance, finish all content writing. Say right now is January. We're wrapping up planning for February. Our strategic planning is done in advance. So you would be doing the same thing. I'm inviting you to be doing the same thing. Plan ahead. First, think about what you're selling, what you want people to know. And then when you're sitting down to actually write down, you have this map in front of you First, what is the result that you want to happen? If you're promoting courses, for example, you want to book courses, specific courses. That's the result you want to create in the business, right? Or you want people to ask you about your special promotion, or you want people to start asking about seasonal services that you are starting in March, and you will be thinking about that right now, today. So, first point, think about the end in mind. What is it that you're creating? What result you're creating with your content? And when you're sitting down to write, don't think, okay, my result, my goal is to write a blog post. No, your result and your goal is to generate traffic to the website through that blog post, or to increase brand awareness, or for people to reach and ask for a specific service or book a specific service with the business. So that's the first one. Point number two to consider, and a filter to consider, to use. When you're creating your content, and we're assuming you're creating it for marketing purposes, align it with the brand's values. So your first filter, you're sitting down to write, you're thinking, okay, let me just refocus my brain. What are we selling? What do we want people to do? What is the result that we want to create in business? And the second filter, apply on top of this one, is what are the brand values I want people to know about? Because remember, marketing, what is marketing? Marketing is communication. That's all it is. You're using this tool to lead the narrative about your brand and to tell people about your brand. That's what marketing is. That's all. You're communicating, right? So apply this second filter as a top, on top of the filter. I'm imagining the filters, you know, that you can use in photography. I'm not a master photographer. I don't know where this imagery is coming into my brain right now. But what I'm imagining is filters, like glass filters, and they're different colors. And if you take a pink, I have a pink and a light orange right now in my mind. So I invite you to borrow this imagery from my head. And I'm applying that filter to take a photo, right? So if I take that glass, pink glass, and I apply it to the to take a photo to the camera, the result, the photo will be in that pink tint. And if I get that orangey yellow, light yellow, that's what it is, then the photo will come out with that filter, right? Tint, a little tint. So think of these also. They're very fragile little square glasses of filters that you are applying on your content, and you're writing your content through it, or you write it and then the content comes through those filters, right? So the first filter you put on was the business services. What are we're selling? What is the result that we want? And the second filter, the pink one, fuchsia one, is brand values. So align the brand values in the same content with the services, right? And that requires some thinking. But once you think through, your actual writing will flow easier for you. And it will be more strategic. That's why we're doing all of this, right? So then your content is strategic, not just, well, my goal was to write two blogs and I did it, right? So no, we're not doing that. So the second filter is aligned with brand values. So your brand values are what makes your business unique. So creating content that reflects your unique business values is an effective way to be memorable and stand out in the busy social media feed if you're writing for social media. So for example, if efficiency is your brand's value, look at your content and see if your content is literally efficient. Are you communicating the message effectively and efficiently? Are you being efficient with people's time in your feed by having brief, targeted content that speaks efficiency? So when you're writing your content, look what brand values align with the services or how you can tie them in creatively to bring that to light and make your content yours. So action item, have three key one-word values in mind every time you create content, and then look through your content and check if your content reflects on these values. So first you can pick that value, have it in mind as you're writing, but then when you're done writing, go through again as a filter and kind of filter through and say, okay, have I covered at least one brand value that is aligned with the service that I'm also promoting that month? And last filter is current trends. Social media thrives on trends. If you are on TikTok or Instagram, you know that there are trending topics, there's trending music, there's trending, there are trending hashtags, etc. So increasing brand reach and brand awareness is achieved easier when you are creating trendy content, period, right? So what people are already thinking about, talking about, if you tap into that theme, that topic, you will join in the conversation, or you will join in into the, you will have access into a human's mind easier because they're already thinking about that. So it's kind of like there's little doors, lots of doors in their brain. And the one door, if you know that door, they're already thinking about, I don't know, ChatGPT or Bitcoin. You know that their customers are already thinking about those trends. You talk about them, and you're like, okay, that's the door I'm going in. So think about what, but don't use, that's one of the things that keep in mind, that do not use the trends in general to jump on a trend for the sake of a trend. If you are, offering tree health consulting services or educating people on edible plants, you will not be talking about Bitcoin and using those hashtags. Although you may see some people do that, especially I think back in the day is when hashtags and social media were a new thing. I'm sure some people still do that. You may see if there's a trending topic, if you use the hashtags that are already trending in your content. Yeah, your content may come up there, but it's not, if it's not relevant, it's not really reflecting well on your brand. So don't talk about Bitcoin or other things that are not related to your brand. See what's trending in your community, what's trending in your industry, what is on your customer's mind. One easy thing that you can do, I'll give you a list of things here, and check out our website as well, cucumbermarketing.com, marketing consistency. That's the blog that I wrote around what we're discussing here right now, and see the checklist there. So you can look for, obviously, always easy one for stat holidays. There's also some fun national holidays. I don't know, change your password day, eat a bagel day. So those silly, funny days, or hug your pet day. So those are easy and fun ways to connect with your target audience. But again, pick the ones that are relevant to you. Of course, industry announcements and launches, music, if there's any music, if that's relevant to your business, see if there's anything that you can tie to in your content as well. You can also do keyword research and see what keywords or questions are trending. There are some tools online to find websites that provide SEMrush. That's one of the tools that we're using for to find keywords and questions. But also you can just simply, even if you Google something, and you will see questions, frequently asked questions or something in Google, I think that's how they call it there. And you can see questions that people are asking, and you can write blog posts and create content around those. You can ask your customers what content they are looking for, just, or hear what your customers are telling you, what they value, and write about that, or simply just going to your customers and asking them, as easy as that. and ask your customers what questions they have on their mind and answer them on your blog. Or if you're in related to a sales process, or you can talk to your sales department, and let's one of the missions that we have at Cucumber to unite sales department and marketing department. Talk to your salespeople. That's what we usually do. We have meetings, monthly meetings and we include, if that's available, salesperson on the call, on the meeting, so we can, and they share what do potential clients say or ask for when they reach to the company. So those are specific questions, specific words that are on people's mind, what problems they're having that they're calling the company, right? So talk to your sales department, ask those people who are in sales and business development what is on their mind, and use that as a topic, as a filter for your content. So in conclusion, using brand filters is important for any brand, no matter how new or established your business is. Build this habit to improve your marketing infrastructure, to create clarity and consistency in your marketing so your customers can find you faster in today's busy world of content. So, in conclusion, marketing consistency, how to use brand filters to create that consistency. Number one question you may want to ask yourself, what result am I creating with my content? Filter number two, what brand values you can highlight in your content? And number three, what trends that are relevant to your industry and your business you could use in your content? So use those three filters: result, brand values, and trends, to apply to the writing that you are creating for consistent and effective communication in the business. There you have it, guys. Marketing consistency. If you need more marketing consistency, or if you need help creating brand filters and marketing systems for your company, or if you're looking for more clarity and consistency in your business and in your marketing infrastructure, reach out to cucumbermarketing.com. We are a Vancouver-based marketing agency here in Gastown, Vancouver, and we would love to chat with you. Otherwise, thanks for listening, and keep it cool. Talk to you next week.